Dean, a really good result and a pretty, I wouldn't say comfortable, but very confident performance from you guys tonight.
Yeah, it was very confident. You know, they came in from the warm-up today, and JT and Richard said to me, they're up for this tonight. You could tell there was just the confidence about them. They wanted to right the wrongs from the Wolves game. You know, confident on the ball. I thought we dominated possession in the first half and dominated the game in the first half, to be honest. And their patience was rewarded by, you know, I think when a team is chasing the ball for as long as, you know, Newcastle were, and I spoke to the players before about, you know, having patience on it, they get frustrated, and when they get frustrated, they you know, make fouls in dangerous areas, which is what we capitalised on.
Mm-hmm. One of your changes tonight was Harahan in, and he's repaid you.
He certainly has, and, you know, he's been disappointed that he's not been playing. I left him out after the two wins on the spin against Norwich and Brighton, but he didn't like it, but he understood the reasons, going to Manchester City, and, you know, that they're decisions I have to make, but he can score goals. You know, he can score goals well, he scored goals in every league that he's played in, and you know, you wouldn't want anybody else on that ball when we've got free kicks in them areas.
He also made one as well, so his delivery was right on it tonight.
Yeah, he was right on it, and he's got a wand of a left foot. You know, I explained to him when we went to Man City, I felt that we would have less of the ball and would be more of a defensive, you know, performance. And you know, unfortunately, when you leave people out of the team, players get an opportunity, and I thought Douglas Luiz did really well, so ended up keeping the same team. But he's come in and showed us what he's about. I mean, he scored against Norwich, scored against Brighton, and wrongly had it ruled off. You know, he scored again now, so all he can do is keep, you know, keep answering me when I put him into the team.
2-0 can be a funny scoreline, but you seem to manage the game quite well once you got that to that stage.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't think we started the second half particularly well. I thought we were a little bit slack on the ball. You know, they came and pressed us a little bit higher, and we got caught in possession a couple of times, and Tom Eaton's had to make a great save, low to his left from Maximin, and it was a big save for us at that time, because, you know, as you say, 2-0 going to 2-1 can lead to a little bit of nerves in the crowd and the players. But after that 10-minute period, I thought we saw the game out really well, and, you know, could have added to the tally.
No Bjorn Engels tonight. Is he still struggling?
Yeah, a little bit. He's just got a little bit of pain in his hip. He's trained the last 3 days, so it's not bad. I just didn't want to risk him today. You know, so he'll be back training tomorrow, and we'll build him up, hopefully, for the next squad.